Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dave Baker.
And I'm Spandrew Spice.
Welcome to Deep Cuts, the podcast where we pick a topic and walk you through the ins, the outs, and the nitty-gritty, so you can appear like an interesting and idiosyncratic person at your next forced social function. Today's topic is...
the Loveland Frogman.
What is the Loveland Frogman? Well, he's a cryptid, native to the state of Ohio. Typically sighted in pairs of three and usually brandishing a metal wand, the Loveland Frogman has only been sighted three or four times since his initial discovery. But the real question is, are the intentions of these otherworldly creatures benevolent or of a more sinister nature? Ribbit ribbit, motherfuckers. When does a strange happenstance take on a life all its own? What is the ethereal barrier between, oh, that was weird, and this is going to become a local legend? I can feel it. I guess the logical answer is when multiple people have the same strange occurrence. Well, the story we're about to delve into today might not have a lot of eyewitness accounts, but the sightings we do have are very memorable. March of 1972 is a month that will be instantly recognizable for fans of a certain amphibian cryptid, because that's the month that not one, but two sightings of the Loveland Frogman were reported.
I love the idea of, like, certain people who just hear that date and are just, like, triggered. They're just like, what did you say? Did you say March of 1972? Do you want to hear about the Frogman?
Have you seen the Frogman? The Loveland Frogman?
I love the idea of that date bringing back like a Vietnam flashback, but it's just about the Frogman.
Them fucking Frogmans! They were everywhere! Before we get too deep in this episode, Spandrew, you and I both love cryptids. We're doing a little bit of an unofficial cryptid month here on Deep Cuts. Do you have any prior knowledge of the Loveland Frogman? Are you familiar with the Loveland Frogman?
No, I've never heard of the Loveland Frogman.
Well, get ready to have your shit rocked, my friend, because I fucking love the Loveland Frogman.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm sitting here. I'm pacing around the square circle like Evander Holyfield or something like that. I'm ready for this.
The initial incident took place on March 3rd at 1 a.m. in the morning. A police officer named Ray Shockey was on patrol and thought he spotted a large dog on the side of Riverside Road heading into Loveland, Ohio. However, as Officer Shockey slowed down to investigate, the dog stood up on its hind legs like a man. Its otherworldly gaze turned to the officer, who shone his flashlight at the creature, attempting to get visual clarity on what he was seeing, only to be surprised that the entity's eyes reflected the light back at him. Caught in a sheer moment of terror, Officer Shockey didn't know what to do. However, the creature, not wanting to be observed, quickly turned and attempted to leave over a highway guardrail and disappeared into the overgrown foliage on the other side of the road.
Oh man, I was really hoping that the act title was a precursor to what he said when he encountered him. And as he stared back at him, he went, ribbit, ribbit, motherfucker.
I would love that. Later, Officer Shockey would describe the creature as weighing about 60 pounds, standing 3 or 4 feet tall, and having textured leathery skin and a face like a frog or a lizard. Shockey immediately drove to a local police station, contacted fellow officer Mark Matthews, and returned to the scene of the sighting. Both men reported seeing scrapes on the guardrails and a strange type of track leading off to an embankment nearby. Something was obviously there. What exactly? Who knows? So this first sighting in March of 72 is police officer driving down the fucking street, you know, the road, you know, dog, question mark? Dog stands up. No dog. Frogman. Frogman.
Ribbit, ribbit, motherfucker.
Ribbit, ribbit, motherfucker. And I just love the idea. I just love that as a reveal, that this thing stands up and it's got like weird glowing frog eyes. And the mythology that has sprung up around this and the second sighting that we're going to get into in a minute is that the Loveland Frogmen, they're basically small, like 3 or 4 feet tall frog people. And some people think that they're aliens. Some people think that they're a missing species of frog. Some people think that they're a hoax. I love the idea that there's like a weird subterranean race of frog human hybridy. But it's not even that they're frog humans. It's that they just are frog people that have like ambidextrous front arms and can walk on all legs. And they're like about 3 feet tall. It doesn't seem like they really speak English, except for one sighting that we'll get into later, which is real weird. And I love that one the most.
Yeah, it's kind of an outcropping of the sort of like vague conspiratorial belief that like all the animals on Earth are like descendants from alien species that have like come to Earth, and that there are like far distant ancestors of them that are more humanoid. You know, they're bipedal, they can speak and communicate, but over, you know, hundreds of years of crossbreeding and evolution, they've turned into these like speechless animals that we come to know as just the animals of the Earth. But that you can find somewhere living in some subterranean tunnel the original frogmans, and they can get up and talk to you.
I like vaguely knew about the Loveland Frogman, but I wasn't like a hardcore fan like I am of Mothman or Bigfoot or some of the other cryptids. We've covered Bob Gimlin on the show before and the various ways of popularity that the Bigfoot slash Sasquatch slash Yeti kind of rose to popularity throughout the 1970s. But I love so much of this weird frogman stuff, specifically because it's kind of like Champy in that it is very local and very podunk and very kind of like almost hometown vibe. You know what I mean? He's had like 4 or 5 sightings. Local newspapers have covered him. Like, there are people who believe in Grays and believe in Bigfoot. And the vibe that I've been getting is like, most people don't really believe in the Loveland Frogman, but they like him as a kind of like local myth, which is like kind of a sweet spot where you don't get the crazy crazies, which are really fun, but you also don't get the annoying people, which 9 times out of 10 are the crazy crazies. So yeah, the place that the Loveland Frogmans occupies culturally, I wish he could get some more shine, but I don't want him to get too much more shine because then people being like, it's not real. It's like, yeah, who cares? This guy's great.
Yeah. I mean, I just like aesthetically, I definitely like the Frogman more than like Champy. As this like C tier or maybe even D tier cryptid, I even maybe like the Frogman just aesthetically better than Bigfoot. Definitely not Mothman. Mothman's the goat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we gonna fuck.
There's also the fact that they're kind of like 2 versions of the Frogman, but we'll get into that as we go. Let's talk about this second major sighting in 1972. So it's the first sighting, and if it was just that one, probably he would not have spawned a keen following in the cryptid world. Spawned?
Like frogs do?
Oh, I mean, he kind of hasn't spawned a following in the cryptid world to the degree that I would like, but this second witness, eyewitness account, is kind of the thing that causes the real stir and is... It moves it from just being one time a guy saw a weird thing into local legend status. Later in March of 1972, on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th to be precise, Officer Matthews was driving outside Loveland and had a shockingly similar experience. Now, remember, Officer Matthews is the other guy. Shockey's the first officer. He drives to the police station and talks to Matthews. Matthews is the other dude. Officer Matthews spotted some sort of dead animal lying on the road. He slowed down his vehicle, got out, and started to approach it. As he did, the creature got up into a crouched position. And when he tells the story, he always talks about it as like getting into like a weird like football player stance, like it was kind of like one knee down, like it was ready to run. It was not a dead creature at all, but somehow injured. The creature stared down Matthews and then quickly hobbled over to the side of the road and attempted to get over the guardrail, like the sighting Shockey had witnessed 2 weeks earlier. However, Matthews was not about to let this creature go, so he pulled his service weapon and began firing at it.
He just, for no reason, he just saw an animal and it tried to go away and he's like, I have to kill it.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not hit it. The creature fled into the night on its hind legs like a man. In a 1985 newspaper story written about the sightings listed above, a businessman who did not want to be named commented,
"Those two officers took a lot of flack about the sighting back then. People made fun of them and the city."
So now we've got two different artist renderings of the Frogman as the witness accounts of Officer Matthews and Officer Shockey. These are kind of what they claim they saw. Do you want to describe these?
Yeah, I like the illustration on the left a little better because it's more like, oh, this is like a cryptid creature and it's kind of frog-like. Whereas the image on the right, it just looks like the Budweiser frogs.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, okay. So the first one is a very kind of amateur rendering, which makes it kind of creepier. The things that I like about this weird kind of amateur-looking frogman drawing, I mean, one, I love the aesthetic of poorly drawn stuff. And we've talked about this on the show a little bit, how like weird proto-CG alien and cryptid images really creep me out, which is why I like them, because like I don't get scared by that much stuff anymore. But like the mania and dedication behind like some weird pseudo-pro-am artist in like Des Moines rendering a frogman, but like not really having the skill to do it, and then like pushing through that and like making a thing it's very mesmerizing to me.
Yeah. And you're right. You really don't get scared by much anymore. I used to sneak into your house every night in just a big like bear costume and then just like tickle your feet. You wouldn't wake up, but you would have these horrible nightmares. You'd be sweating. And now whenever I do it, you just giggle.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, these two images here are this weird pro-am drawing of the frogman based on the eyewitness accounts of Officers Shockey and Matthews. And then like a professional illustration of like a fucking actual giant frog, which is cool and the craft is cool to see, but like it's not as effective for me. I really like the strange, lumpy anatomy perspective that's not correct, and you can just tell that somebody's like obsessed with the frogman, which is why they drew that.
Yeah, you also don't want it to be like exactly one-to-one a frog, because then that's kind of like goofy. Like I said before, this other guy, he just looks like a large Budweiser frog, which doesn't feel real. It just feels like, oh, that's like some made up thing where somebody like invented a story about a giant frog. But the frog like creature feels much more real. Like, oh, there's like some creature out there and it kind of looks like a frog. So people have called it the Frogman, but it's like something that we don't know what it is, which funny enough, just has more authenticity to it, even though it's like a weird made up thing that doesn't exist. Also, I've referenced this a few times on the show, the fact that at one point in my life I had a paper route where I would drive around in the woods delivering papers, and I kind of like didn't realize I like took the job and was like at the time excited about it because I just got a job and I was like, okay, cool. I don't have to work during the day and I just have to do this or whatever. And I was excited about it up until the point where I stopped training with the person who I was taking the job over from. And I, on my first night going out by myself, I suddenly realized, oh shit, this is terrifying. I'm scared of the dark. Help me. If I was out doing my paper route, and there was like freaky stuff that happened with like animals all the time where there'd just be like a deer and you wouldn't hear it or see it. And then like suddenly it would just dart across the road and you'd be like, oh God. If I was out doing my paper route at like 2 a.m. with like these officers out on their patrols in the middle of the night, and there was just like a frog and it just stood up and looked at me, my soul would leave my body. It would be like fucking Mary Tyler Moore Hawk cover. My soul would just be coming out of the back of me.
Yeah. And it's also interesting too, because frog anatomy is so strange. Their hind legs are so long to propel them and be able to leap that like a frog standing up on its hind legs would be even scarier than like a dog standing up on its hind legs. It would be 3 parts leg, 1 part body.
Yeah, it would look like a fucking demon coming to take you into Hades. I would die. I would just pass away. I certainly wouldn't go chasing after shooting at it with a gun.
Maybe that's why he did. Maybe he was so scared that he was like, I will end you.
I must destroy this abomination.
Yeah, I have to protect the rest of civilization. So let's talk a little bit. Those are the two ones that kind of launch it into the public consciousness. Those are the two sightings that, you know, kind of propel Frogman into some sense of notoriety. There are two other kind of primary sightings. One which has retroactively been grouped in with the Frogman myth, and one more recently which is very fascinating. So, if you wouldn't mind just reading this section from the Frogman's wiki page here, let's talk about the 1955 sighting that is the one that a lot of people point to as like, oh, this was probably the first Frogman sighting, but we just didn't know.
According to various legends, the creature was first sighted by a businessman or a traveling salesman driving along an unnamed road late at night in 1955, with some versions of the story specifying the month of May. In one story, the driver was heading out of the Branch Hill neighborhood when he spotted three figures stood erect on their hind legs along the side of the road, each 3 to 4 feet in height, with leathery skin and frog faces. In other versions of the story, the creatures were spotted over a poorly lit bridge, and one held a wand over its head that fired a spray of sparks. It's like either they just saw this freaky creature that would look like a frog, or they saw a magical wizard.
Yeah. I love the idea, though, that there is more to them than just wild animals.
Yeah, it's good world building, for sure.
What is the wand? Is the wand a piece of futuristic technology? Is it an actual, like, wizard's wand? Is it, like, some sort of gun that was misseen? There are obviously two distinct local cryptid myths that have now kind of, like, been mushed together, right? So you have, like, the cops see what is probably some sort of iguana or whatever, and it takes on a life of its own locally and then becomes the Frogman, and then this other guy who saw some kids playing with a toy gun and was like, they had fucking frog faces, bro.
They were frog wizards.
Yeah, frog wizards, dude. Did they have hats? No, just a wand. Oh, weird. Okay.
It's like the speech from Die Hard, whenever Reginald Vell Johnson, when he's talking about the reason why he's stuck at the desk, because he shot the kid who had the toy gun or whatever. But it's him just like, shot a kid, had a frog face. His magical wand looked real enough.
Yeah, dude. But like I said, though, I love the idea that these creatures have their own culture and that they have maybe some sort of subterranean and or aquatic living situation, and they perform some sort of initiation rituals using a wand or a piece of technology. And that's why we don't see them very often, because they are all subterranean, you know, and then they only come out and play dead on roads as a means of transitioning into being an adult frogman. No more frog boy. No more frogb. Now he's a frogman.
That's the frogman bar mitzvah, is just playing dead on the side of the road and then waiting for somebody to come by and see you and then getting up and scaring the shit out of them. It's like a prank. And that's how you become a man in the frogman society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you become a man. Maybe they're like a rival society to the Shocker Combaties, the race of communist fish people. Maybe they're like a hyper-capitalist frog society.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. So before we go into the most recent sighting, basically for about 50 years, these are the three sightings. How are you feeling about this cryptid so far? What are your thoughts on it? And do you believe in the Loveland Frogman?
I mean, I do believe. And yeah, it's funny because it's like, not to say that I didn't like Frogman before this, because I loved Frogman all the way from the moment I heard Frogman. But it was kind of like a you had me in the first half type situation, because up until just this last little bit, I liked the Frogman. I loved the Frogman. Thought it was really cool. Thought he was cute, scary. All the emotions wrapped into one. I both wanted to see and touch a Frogman, but also never see one in my entire life and to stay as far away from them as I could possibly could. But that last little thing about seeing like one with like a magical wand, that like opened up a whole new world of possibilities to me. And now I'm really loving this idea of like this magical society of underground frogs that like do incantations and rituals and things like that. That puts it on a whole other level to me. It's speaking my language now, for sure.
Especially the thing that's so funny about it to me is that it's not like they're wearing robes. It's not like, oh, I thought those were people, like short people, and then they turned around and they all had frog faces. They're buck-ass naked frog people, where one of them is holding a wand.
I love it.
That is so strange. That is so fucking strange.
Some Redwall shit.
Yeah, dude. Brian Jacques, motherfucker. I love the inclusion of the wand. I will say, in the fourth sighting, which we're about to get into, no wand. So, things are a little quiet on the Loveland Frog front. We don't get another sighting, but the character does take on a little bit of a kind of local dogma. You know, people get excited about him. He's kind of a hometown hero.
Local cryptid. Frogma.
And, but in 2016, that all kind of turns on its head.
No, Dave. Local Frogma.
In August of 2016, we get our first frogman sighting in like 30 years. And this time, not only is there just still photography, but there's also video footage of the frogman. And this time, it was spotted by a guy named Sam Jacobs. He's a Pokemon Go player. He's out in the fucking forest in the middle of the night in 2016, in August. The height of Pokemon Go has happened. Everyone loves Pokemon Go. We're all going to the Pokemon.
Everyone should Pokemon Go to the polls. The exact moment whenever Hillary Clinton lost the election.
Sam Jacobs sees something out in the wilderness that he can't quite explain. He's quoted on Snopes.com talking about it. Andrew, do you want to read these quotes? And then we'll get into what he actually filmed.
We saw a huge frog near the water. Not in the game, Pokemon Go. This was an actual giant frog. I took a couple of pictures and a video because I've never seen one that big. Then the thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. It was like he anticipated the thing that I was thinking. I was going to make a joke of like they just saw Pokemon in the game and they just were like, I saw a real. Oh, wait, no, it's just never mind. But he's like, now I'm not a fucking idiot. It wasn't in the game. It was a real thing. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a dumbass.
Jacobs went on to say,
I swear on my grandmother's grave that this is the truth. I'm not sure whether it was a frogman or just a giant frog. Either way, I've never seen anything like it.
We'll watch the video in a second, but judging from this photo, what do you think? Can you describe the photo?
I can describe it with two sides of my brain. The first side is, this is fucking cool. It's a frogman. It's real. It's legit. It's freaky and spooky and scary and creepy and kind of cute in a weird way, and I love it. And then with my other side of my brain, it's a dude with two flashlights on his head and a fucking blanket.
Yeah. But also, man, it's so cool.
Yeah.
If you're going to do this hoax, this is the way to do it, bro. This is the fucking way to do it. This photo is great. It's grainy and shitty, but you can see that there's glowing eyes and a strange kind of trapezoidal structure to the being that is in the water. We're like on a shore bank looking out over a lake. There's a tree in the foreground, and then off to the somewhat right of the photo, there is some sort of entity that looks garbed in shadow and has two large glowing eyes. And man, that shit is cool. That shit is so cool, dude.
I mean, honestly, it's way cooler than the Champy photos. Way cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, the Champy photos are like, all right, dude, whatever. This is like, I don't know. So I think that for me, the thing I love the most about this is that this image feels like how 90s cryptids were depicted because of the fidelity of the technology at the time. Like, modern cryptid sightings are always like, they're too clear. It's obviously a dude in a suit. This is like two pixels and you're probably right in that it's a guy in a blanket with a fucking flashlight strapped to his head, but I don't care. Like, this fucking rules. It's creepy. It's weird. If I saw that, I would run in the other direction. I would run.
Yeah. It also begs for like a little wrinkle of the way that I think about the world to be talked about, where we talk about, you know, there was this whole 2 month long series that was done about QAnon. And we've talked about stuff like Sophia Stewart and other people who basically lie and spread misinformation and manipulate people with falsities. And we talk about it in a very negative way. This is a bad thing. This is damaging to society. People are utilizing these things to take advantage of people and sometimes steal money from people or mislead people to believe like really terrible things that are just bad for the world in general. So, you know, one might be led to believe that I'm just really against the idea of lying and misinformation, which I mostly am. But specifically when it's like harming people, there's no harm in this that I can think of. And for me, as somebody who has gone on record many times as being very against like misinformation and lying and being like a con artist and scamming people and things like that, like keep doing this. Keep making up fake monsters and like taking fake pictures of them and pretending like it's real. And like, yeah, I know that they use these things to try to make money sometimes. Like they utilize these things to sell merchandise and sell speaking tours and things like that. And you could kind of interpret that as like manipulating people and misleading people in a negative way. But like, I don't think there's a whole lot of harm in doing that. Like, it's just another way of like making content, I guess. I'm all for it. Keep taking these fucking weird pictures of dudes with flashlights on their heads. It's okay in the Spice book.
It's hard to say that I feel the same because I don't want people to lie. It's more that I love the social phenomena that people feel motivated to do something that theoretically is so meaningless. Like, it's not malicious. It's not like he's saying, like, the frogmen are going to take our babies. It's just like, the frogman totally exists, guys.
I saw this creepy little guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, you don't understand. He was a creepy little guy. No, 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 no. I don't want any money for it. You don't get it. He's a creepy little guy. And I saw him.
And I think that's like every cryptid is like that. I mean, yeah, they do sometimes try to make money off of it and stuff like that. But like, for the most part, it really is just somebody being like, I saw a creepy little guy. You don't get it. I saw a creepy little guy.
Yeah. And I love defending the little guy, you know?
Yeah. Are they going to like come after us and kill us? No. They just live in their little house and they're a creepy little guy. That's it.
He's just a little frogman. He's just a little frogman out in the lake. But we should just know that there's a little frogman out there.
You just gotta know. You just gotta know. You gotta wake up in the middle of the night and just think, that creepy little guy's out there.
Let's watch this video footage from Sam Jacobs and see how you feel about seeing this video footage.
So excited.
Do you want to describe what you just witnessed?
Yeah, the idea here is the photo, you can see like a creature. And it, like I said before, it's basically like a guy with a blanket on his head and a couple flashlights strapped to his face. But it's like the idea here is that the picture, they've like cranked up the ISO or they've just blasted the exposure on it. So you can see stuff. But it's like super grainy. But the video footage is just in pitch black. So I was really excited and I was thinking it was going to be like a video version of this picture. And I was like really excited. But it's literally just like in a 1940s Looney Tunes cartoon, pitch black with two glowing eyes just looking around. Like, you know, whenever like a character will go into a dark room and shut the door and then their eyes blink open and then another set of eyes open and they're like, ah, and they run out. It was just that. It was just a black screen with two glowing eyes, like looking around, like, I'm a frogman. Here I am in the dark. You can't seize me, but I can seize you with my two glowing eyes. I'm a frogman.
It's so funny to me that that is the thing that Sam Jacobs is like, no, trust me, it's really a frogman. And it's like, I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know, dude.
Listen, we get it. We feel skeptical about it, too. But here's the thing. We checked, and turns out it's real. We sent it off to the Prover Truth Knowers 9000, and turns out it's real.
Turns out they got video. Well, what's in the video? It doesn't matter. There's a video. Therefore, it's real. Okay, so I don't think either of us are terribly convinced by the video footage, but I personally love the still image so much that I kind of don't care.
I love the still image. I'm not at all convinced by the video, but I also kind of love the video because it's literally just, it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon. It's just pitch black with two big glowing eyes being like, blink, blink, blink.
I'm a frogman.
I would be so curious to see if anybody cares enough to do like post-processing on that video to try and debunk it and like really see what is there, you know?
It's just a guy with flashlights, but just nobody gives a shit enough to even like crank up the exposure on it. Like, man,
yeah, exactly.
Really, really lucky no one tried to do that because it's just Frank with flashlights in his hand.
Yeah, totally. The benefit or the positive outcome from all of this, though, is that the Loveland Frogman kind of has a little blip in popularity about 7 years ago because of the notoriety, the Sam Jacobs spotting witness account slash local news coverage slash a little bit of national news, but not much. And because of that, Ohioans really start embracing the Loveland Frogman again in a way that they kind of had not in a long time. And now there's like a shitty, small, local Frogman festival that happens in Loveland, which got covered on local news. And we're going to watch some of that right now. And man, do I love a local news segment, baby.
Mothman, cryptid creatures have captured our imaginations for centuries.
Oh, yes. And this weekend, there is a celebration being hosted in honor of the Tri-State's own cryptic creature, the Loveland Frogman.
Yeah. And joining us this morning, one of the organizers.
Yeah. From Frogman Festival, it is Jeff Gray. Good morning to you, Jeff. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We love the cryptids around here and all these legends and lores. There are so many around this area. Yep. So we are excited that this is going on this weekend. Tell us what people can kind of expect this weekend.
Sure. Well, we're going to have frog eyes for everybody. So
I'll take one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating the Frogman. We're celebrating the story. It's a very tenuous story. It's only been seen a couple of times throughout the years. And I'm actually got a surprise for you guys.
Oh.
I have a special guest.
You do?
You found the Loveland Frogman and came in today.
Yes.
Oh, well, yep.
Come on over.
A rare sight indeed.
Yes.
Right here in the Local 12 studios.
They would talk, but they have a frog in their throat.
Right, right.
They've just brought somebody out in a frog suit.
It's just like a mascot frog costume.
Give us a brief retelling of it.
Sure. There's been three or four sightings for going back 100 years. The big one was in the 70s when two police officers in Loveland saw the creature and actually shot at it. So that really...
Frogman didn't like that. Yeah.
That was a flashback memory over there for Frogman.
Right.
Easy.
So we're celebrating all those stories, and I've got speakers that are going to talk. Jim Willis, who wrote the book called Weird Ohio, he'll have that book for sale.
Nice.
And he's a speaker at 1 o'clock. I've got a guy who is doing fan art. People are inspired by the Frogman, so whatever your skill set is, they'll draw stuff, they'll write books, they'll...
That poster is so rad. I want that.
Yeah,
it's really cool poster. That's fucking dope.
Cryptid themed.
So cool.
We're going to have 50 vendors from 12 states. I've got 8 speakers lined up throughout the day that are going to talk about not just Frogman, but Bigfoot, Mothman, the importance of storytelling. Some of these are more on the academic side as well, really.
Well, why do you think people love to tell these stories? Whether or not you believe them, we all kind of love to hear about them.
We do, and it's just the unknown. We always have a fascination with the unknown. We're scared of the unknown. We're scared of the dark. We're scared of what's on the other side of that.
We're scared of little frog guys.
Ventured out.
We just love little frog guys. I mean, are scared of them. I mean, want to hold them and cuddle them. I mean, terrified of them. I mean, want to eat them.
We just want to smooch little frog guys.
How many will come because they really think...
Dude, I want that trucker hat. They've got like a 30-second long trucker hat close-up that just says Loveland Frogman on it.
There are your hardcore, dedicated people out there looking, especially for Bigfoot. We've got people that are doing... ghost hunting that'll be there talking, and vendors who have paranormal investigative groups, they'll be there. They can share their stories with you, and you can learn about.
Man, there's not a whole lot going on in Ohio.
No, there's really not. This got on the news, dude. This got on the fucking news.
This is like a 5-minute news segment just talking about this Frogman Festival with a frog mascot.
Yeah.
Just standing next to him.
Amazing.
Like they bring out the frog mascot and then he doesn't do anything. He just stands there.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things about the Frogman myth is that there are two primary witnesses early on, right? Officer Shockey and Officer Matthews. Officer Matthews has talked extensively on the record, has told the story multiple times, and each time it changes a little bit, whereas Officer Shockey has literally never given an interview about it. He's never gone on the record about it. He actively avoids talking about the Loveland Frogman, I think because of the initial publicity boom in the 70s that those two officers kind of encountered due to their back-to-back sightings. I think people kind of made him out to be something of a quack, and because he didn't go on the record and either dispel it or confirm it, it kind of took on a life all its own. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. Therefore, if you're not going to tell us what you saw, we're going to just say that you're a crazy person and you also saw a frogman with a wand. And it's interesting because in 2016, when this Sam Jacobs sighting happens, guess who comes out of the woodwork? Officer Matthews. Officer Shockey still hasn't said anything. He has not commented on the new footage, has not commented on the old stuff, refuses to go on the record.
I don't want to talk about the creepy little guy anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little sad though, because part of me is like, does he still believe? Does he not believe? If he doesn't believe anymore, it'd be very easy to just say, no, I don't think that's what I saw. I think I was mistaken. I think I was scared and it just startled me. And I think I saw something that wasn't really there. Or if he does believe, he's the only witness that really believes and seems reliable. Like, if there is a Loveland Frogman or subterranean frog citadel, Officer Shockey is the only one that can kind of really substantiate some of those claims.
You know, the real reason is because he made contact with the Frogmans and he was allowed into their community and he learned all about their whole, you know, civilization. And now he just doesn't want the world to know about them because he thinks that if they learn, then they'll invade their home and they'll take them and they'll experiment on them. So he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Dances with frogs, baby. So in 2016, when all of this comes out, guess who shows up to a local newspaper, gets interviewed, and the piece gets written about him by a journalist named James Legate. So yeah, Spandrew, would you mind reading this very local news write-up about the Loveland Frogman?
The former police officer who shot the purported Loveland Frogman more than 40 years ago said the story is a hoax and the creature was just a sickly iguana. Mark Matthews contacted a reporter Friday after seeing a post about a man who said he spotted a strange creature that he believed was the legendary Frogman in Lake Isabella. Matthews explained that the first officer to encounter the purported Frogman, Ray Shockey, called him one night in March of 1972 after spotting something strange on Riverside Drive and Kemper Road, near the Totes Boot Factory and the Little Miami River. Naturally, I didn't believe him, but I could somehow tell from his demeanor that he did see something, Matthews said. Later that month, Matthews was driving on Kemper Road near the Boot Factory when he saw something run across the road. However, it wasn't walking upright and didn't climb over the guardrail as the urban legend of the Frogman goes. The creature crawled under the guardrail. Matthews said he had no clue what it was. I know no one would believe me, so I shot it, he said. Matthews recovered the creature's body and put it in the trunk to show Shockey. He said Shockey said it was the creature he had seen too. It was a large iguana, about 3 or 3.5 feet long, Matthews said. The animal was missing its tail, which is why he didn't immediately recognize it. Matthews said he figured the iguana had been someone's pet and then either got loose or was released when it grew too large. He also theorized that the cold-blooded animal had been living near the pipes that released water and was used for cooling the ovens in the boot factory as a way to stay warm in the cold March weather. The thing was half dead anyway when I shot it, he said. The urban legend of the Loveland Frogman has grown in the decades since. Matthews said he told the whole story, including the iguana discovery, to the author of a book about urban legends in Ohio, but the man ended the story after the shot was fired, omitting the details that confirmed the creature was not a frogman. It's a big hoax, he said. There's a logical explanation for everything. Matthews eventually left the Loveland Police Department and went on to serve with the police in Milford and later Glendale. He has since moved to Florida, where he said people still sometimes seek him out for his experience with the Frogman because of the story's strange allure, though he no longer grants interviews. It's like Bigfoot and all that other stuff, Matthews said. I don't believe in Bigfoot either. In 2023, Loveland Frog became the Loveland City mascot. Now, is this somebody who's setting the record straight and clarifying the real story of what happened to him? Or is it somebody who's been gotten to?
Dude, Big Frog. Big Frog has gotten to Officer Matthews and convinced him to lie.
They got to him.
Yes, they got to him. You know, look, is this explanation probably the most logical? Probably. I don't know. The fact that Officer Shockey still hasn't gone on the record gives me some pause. The fact that this definitely not hoax in 2016 also gives me some pause. I like to believe this guy's real. I don't know that he is, but I love little guys, man. I love little guys. And I love me a frogman.
Also, how big do iguanas get?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it just feels weird. And an iguana can't walk on its hind legs.
Yeah, and I just don't think iguanas can get that big.
I mean, look, weird stuff happens. Maybe this one was a freak mutation and it did get very large, but they can't walk on their hind legs. Also, a head shape of a frog and an iguana is pretty significantly different.
Okay, so I might be wrong here. So male iguanas can grow to over 5 feet in length and weigh up to 17 pounds. 5 feet's pretty long.
That's really long, dude. That's fucking huge.
But then, like, 17 pounds, like, it's, like, very thin, though. Like, that's not, like, a big thing. That's like a long, pretty thin creature.
Yeah.
And like you said, they can't stand up.
And especially since the other guy also didn't take that as the, you know, like, publicity hubbub has died down. Officer Matthews is coming out and being like, nah, dude, that's not what it was. It was a fucking iguana. It's pretty easy now to be in your 80s and to say, like, yeah, he's right. I just missaw some stuff. I got carried away or whatever. And be like, yeah, it definitely was an iguana. Like, thinking back, like, I was really scared, but I think it was an iguana. So you don't even have to officially say that it wasn't a frogman. You can be like, I think that it was an iguana. And the fact that the other guy still hasn't, I don't know, man.
I think Shockey knows the truth, and they got to Matthews.
Yeah. I love the idea of a fucking frogman, especially a frogman with a wand. I want to know what's going on with that wand. I want to know all of it. Like, tell me about all of the shit with the fucking Loveland, Ohio frogman.
Also, if Officer Matthews did just shoot an iguana, that's fucked up.
Yeah, right?
He just saw an iguana, and he's just like, I'm going to fucking kill it.
Yeah, he's not like, oh, I'm going to capture this thing and we're going to try and get it rehabilitated somewhere or get it to a zoo or, like, put it in a place where it probably will be able to survive better. He's just like, murder that bitch.
He just shot it. It's not like it was attacking him or it was, like, a type of creature that would be dangerous. Like, if you find, like, a bear, you know, who's, like, venturing into, like, a residential neighborhood and it's, like, you know, they're often put down or whatever. It was an iguana who's just, like, outside. Like, and he just shot it?
Like you're saying, it wasn't lunging at him. It was fleeing away from him, you know? Like, this is the fucking bullshit where cops are always like, oh, I was scared for my life, so I had to murder this innocent person. This is just an animal, dude. It's not doing anything for you. Come on, man. Don't kill the fucking iguana.
I like to give Officer Matthews the benefit of the doubt that this whole thing is a fucking lie. And it was a frogman, and he tried to shoot it because he thought it was like a demon, which is more understandable than just killing an iguana for no reason. And it escaped, and then they got to him.
Yeah, they fucking got to him. Spander, do you have any fucking closing thoughts about the Loveland frogman?
I love the frogman. He might be one of my new favorite cryptids. Doesn't quite edge out Mothman. But he's up there. There's enough meat on the bone for it to be substantial. I feel like Champy, there's just not really enough meat on the bone. It's just like, oh, like there might be like a monster in the lake and somebody kind of saw him one time. This has got more meat on the bone. It's got multiple sightings. It's got some like lore behind it. And then when you get off on the deep end of like, oh, they got wands with like magical sparks, then it's like, oh, yeah, it's all coming together. This is my shit.
And it's also doubly fun because it's not like he's been seen like 50 times. You know, it's not like the Greys. You know what's going to happen. Missing time, abduction, anal probe. I come back. Oh my God, aliens. No one believes me. Like everybody has that same fucking story, which in some ways makes it more credible. It's like something has to be going on here, whether it's a group delusion, actual alien abduction, or some weird kind of desire to be a part of a collective, right? But with him, there's like 4 sightings, and that's just enough for there to be differences and fun, weird kind of he said, she saids, but not so many that it's like, yeah, the Mothman, we get it. Like he always shows up. There's not like people photoshopping the Loveland Frogman into the Twin Towers photos. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's just deep cut enough to be really cool, but just obscure enough or just known enough that there's interesting permutations to him.
Yes. I love the Frogman. I'm a fan. Sign me up. Take me to the underground frog world.
Same. I guess my only other question is, do we need to bring our own wands or will they supply them when we get there?
Oh, I hope that you have to go through like a cloister of trials and you have to earn a wand.
Same. On that note, I'm Dave Baker.
And I'm Spandrew Spice.
This has been Deep Cuts. You can find me online at heydavebaker.com or on the socials at xdavebakerx. Or, you know what, if you like Frogman, there's some, like, Toadman in Mary Tyler Moorhawk, my new book. They're a subterranean, strange lizard toad race of people that are the primary focus of the second chapter. So, if you like Frogmans, you'd probably like my strange, heady literary comics / novel, Mary Tyler Moorhawk, available now wherever you get your books, published by Top Shelf. Aside from that, Spender Spice, where can people find you on the internet?
If you want to pay your respects to the dear beloved Papa Pricey, you can get his book Deadbolt AI Private Eye by going to dapricewrites.com. If you want to follow us on social media, you can go to Facebook and search Deep Cuts Podcast. You can join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group where we talk about the show and make memes. You can join our Discord server, bit.ly/DeepCutsDiscord, where we talk about the show, make memes, and play games and other cool stuff. You can follow us on Instagram at Deep Cuts Pod. You can follow us on TikTok at Mystery Treehouse. You can follow me on TikTok at Dead Boy Detective. And you can come with us as we descend into the Frog Society and become fully integrated with them and get our wands. Deep Cuts is a production by Boy Genius Media. If you'd like to find this show and others like it, please visit boygeniusmedia.com or deepcutspod.com.
If you want to join in on post-episode discussions, please join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel for additional video content.